Hey there, what's going on? Welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast. I'm Michelle, and this is my podcast where my guests and I discuss our dreams. We try to understand why we're having them, and we try to determine the meaning behind them. This is episode 27, titled Pregnant Cat. My guest this week was Anthony. You guys all know Anthony by now. He is my husband, and he is usually my co-host, and usually he has the lamest dreams on earth. Poor Anthony. But this one, however, was not lame and it was not mundane. It involved one of our cats being pregnant. And then at the end, she got into a sword fight and she was tiny. So she fought with a tiny sword. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode and I hope you guys agree with how we interpreted it. I also want to shout out his podcast. I mentioned it during the podcast. You will hear it, but he just started a podcast called What's Your Fortune. He loves fortune cookies. He reads fortunes as he records, and they're really short. They're like 10 minutes long, so you have nothing to lose. I feel like I'm selling him short here with that description, but it's a really good and fun podcast, and you can find him on iTunes and SoundCloud. I also want to shout out my friends John and Bridget. They are working on an anime podcast. It's called Ghost in the Cloud. It's fantastic. I don't know much about anime. I'm not really an anime fan, but I have really enjoyed their episodes, and it makes me want to check out the content that they are discussing. Ghosts in the Cloud, an anime podcast. Check them out on iTunes and SoundCloud. And last but not least, if you're enjoying In Your Dreams, please head on over to iTunes. Leave me a review. I would love to read it. Rate, subscribe. I'm also on Google Play. And if you would like to be a guest, head on over to mitchruby.com/inyourdreams, fill out the form, and I will be in touch. You can also follow me on Twitter at iydreamspod.
Hello.
And welcome to the In Your Dreams podcast.
And welcome to In Your Dreams.
Oh, wrong podcast.
Oopsies.
You guys should go check out Anthony's podcast. It's called What's Your Fortune? You can find it on SoundCloud and iTunes.
Mm-hmm. You can do both of those things.
And if you didn't gather yet, Anthony is my guest today.
I am.
Or, you know, co-host, whatever.
I guessed.
But it's a special treat because you should know by now that usually Anthony's dreams are pretty lame.
Usually they are very mundane and they are not good stories.
But this one is pretty awesome.
It was like one of the most...
It's so out of character for you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And I knew I wanted you to discuss it. I know you sent me part of it, but I can't wait for me to hear about it.
Well, I sent you the whole thing, but there are little details in between that, you know, I didn't write down, but I can remember.
Our listeners need to hear that you actually do have some, you know, long-form dreams.
Yeah. I feel like I do have long-form dreams, but I never remember the details of it. Like, it's so bland, and, like, the ones I remember are always, like, the easy ones.
Right.
You know, because my brain is simple.
Yeah. You're a simple man.
Because I'm a simple man.
That's right.
All
right,
so I'm just going to read everything I wrote down. I think that's the best way to go. I'll fill in details as I get to those parts.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Me.
All right, so the crux of it was Bean was pregnant.
Bean is our cat.
She is spayed, so she can't have babies.
Right.
So that was weird right off the bat. And I found out from one of our friends, Matt Pernice, like he's the one who told me, and I was surprised to find out. And then he offered me $500 for Bean, or $1,000 for one kitten, or $2,000 for two of the kittens. I had also agreed to sell our friend from ATX TV Festival, Lindsay, a kitten for $1,000. And then, like, we were walking down this, like, street, and she's like, well, I don't know if I could spend $1,000 on a kitten. I was like, oh, well, and kind of doing her a favor. I was like, you know, or whatever you can pay for the kitten. Really, I just, you know, I want to give you this kitten, you know, but I do want to make some money on it because I can. So, like, that was, like, three kittens right off the bat anyway. then all of a sudden it was a scene change and I was at work and Bean was there. And, like, we have, like, it's kind of like an open floor plan office with, like, a few, like, cubicle sections.
Did work look the same?
Yeah, except it looked, like, bigger. Mm-hmm. Kind of like there was more space in between each of the desks areas. And I had two of these, like guys working with me. Like, they were younger guys. And it was weird. They were, like, shadowing me. And we had been having a lot of temps, so that kind of makes sense. But the temps would never have shadowed me. So, like, it was, and also our air conditioner is broken currently at work, which, so it gets very hot there. So, in the dream, like, I noticed that my shirt was more and more off. Like, you know, like, when you're in the process of taking off your shirt, and it's,
yeah,
like, one arm's out and one arm's in. My shirt just started coming more and more off, and eventually it was totally off. And so I had these two guys, and it was kind of, like, a slow day at work, too. So, like, I didn't have, like, a lot of work, so I felt like it was, like, weird that they were, like, there, because I didn't have much to do. And then there was also this guy, I know Bean is kind of like around, like I don't see her, but I know she's around. And then there was this guy who had this ferret that kept, I can't remember what he was doing. I can't remember if he was like a pest or if he had something to do with the air conditioning.
But then, the ferret had something to do with the air conditioning?
No, the guy who bought
the
ferret.
Oh, the guy, okay.
Yeah, he had a ferret with him and the ferret kept chasing Bean like Liam would, like an attacker.
Liam's our other cat.
Yeah, you know, Liam's our other cat. I kept being like, can you just make sure that, you know, it's, like, that the ferret leaves her alone and, like, that you're careful with her because, you know, she's pregnant and she's my little baby cat. Like, verbatim, I kept saying, quote, my little baby cat.
So cute.
Which is, I do refer to her as my little baby cat
sometimes. She is our baby cat.
So, yeah, so then, and then, like, at that time, too, when I was talking to him, we were in, like, an office that's, like, next to the big open, like, bullpen, quote-unquote, area that we're in. So, yeah, that was weird. And then there was another jump, and we were inside this huge house, like, with all these, like, I say corridors, but really it was just a door that led to, like, basically another house. So it was, like, one big mansion, and then a door would just open up into, like, a whole separate, like, apartment kind of deal. And the house felt very, very familiar, like, the big portion of it, like, I knew. And I just kind of knew where I was going because I was trying to find her, like, a place where she could, you know, be put down so she can, like, run around and be safe. So I went into this one door, and it was, like, this other, like, it kind of reminded me of, like a cabin, but, like, a really, really nice cabin. Like if you were rich and you wanted a cabin in the woods, like, on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
It actually kind of reminded me of the cabin that we were at for Nick Ants' bachelor party.
Mm.
But it was more open and updated, had, like, nice appliances. The lighting was really nice coming in. Like, it was very warm. And I was, like, and at this point, I realized what I was carrying Bean around in was, like, this little tiny carrier. And she had shrunk down. And, like, when I say little, like, those, like, mini flashlights, you know, those little mini flashlights? It was, like, the size of that. And she was, like, in it, and she was shrunken down. And she had plenty of room, so I was, like, just carrying around this, like, little carrier. And I kept taking note of how warm it was in that place. And, like, and then, like, I kind of, like, felt, like, the carrier was warm. And I was like, oh, man, she's probably so hot. And, like, I put her down on this, like, counter that I was going to leave her. And I was like, I can't leave her there. It's too hot. And then there were these two guys in this place. Oh, yeah. One of the guys was, like, he was, like, black and, like, bald. And he was kind of, like, skinny. And the other guy looked like, he was like kind of like a pirate almost, but he looked like the other singer in the Wedding Singer movie that was like with Adam Sandler. Like he had like the long hair.
Boy George?
Was it Boy George?
Or that's who they were.
That's who they were trying to like
emulating?
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was like a Boy George character, but it was that guy. It wasn't like Boy George, it was, you know, the Boy George character that they made on that show. And then I let Bean out and they were like sword fighting with Bean, like, but like with like little swords, like they were regular sized people and she was like a mini cat and she had like, you know, those like little plastic swords that come in like the drinks and stuff like that, they spear the pineapples and stuff. They like, it was like those size, but they were real. And I turned around as I was leaving and I said, hey, please be careful because, you know, she's my little baby cat. And then the dream ended and I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It is crazy because this is so not like something you ever dream about.
Yeah. Or if I dream about it, I can never remember
right,
them.
That
like,
you
this
actually
has never
remember.
Been like, this is one of the most clear, yeah, dreams.
So, what do you think it means?
Well, you know, I've been, you know, making jokes about pregnancy. a lot.
You have been. Yeah. But you need to slow that down.
I know. So I feel like that probably had something to do with it. And then I'm always worrying about Bean.
Yeah. Like, well.
She's my little baby cat.
I did some research.
Okay.
And when you dream of a pet cat, which I found interesting because of the whole pregnancy thing. So if it's your pet cat, it could represent love and friendship, companionship.
Mm-hmm.
It could also represent a member of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So when I read that, I was like, oh, Anthony's been making so many pregnancy jokes. Maybe he is, like, if I were to become pregnant, which your brain just put two and two together, but it came out and slowly, you would protect me, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's, like, natural. I also, you know, Soli, and then I got a little more deeper. Soli is gray, Bean. Her name is actually Soli, but
yeah.
We call her Bean. She's very skinny, so she's like a string bean. Gray cat means you should listen to the overall message of the dream because it can give you valuable guidance.
Mm.
So roll with that one. And ferret, I looked up ferret. Ferret symbolizes trust and suspicion of others. Distrust, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Which totally makes sense because you said it was like Liam.
Yeah. Like she was like, I didn't trust the ferret with Bean because like
yeah.
I felt like.
And I feel like that's
like attacking her.
That's.
Like playful attacking. Like it wasn't. Like,
yeah.
But like still.
But like suspicion. I feel like ferrets are like sneaky little animals. So you never know where they're going to be. And I feel like that totally made sense.
Hmm.
A cat giving birth, you have more responsibilities in your near future from your independent creative decisions.
Okay. She never really gave birth.
But she was pregnant. Yeah.
Yeah. So. And I remember like too, like I'd be like picking her up and I was like, oh man, she was just like a little stockier. And like, I just felt weird. Like I felt like weird kind of picking her up. I was like, oh, I'm probably going to squish the little poor little babies in there.
I never held a pregnant cat before.
Yeah, me neither.
I wonder if you can feel like.
I don't know.
Does it feel like marbles in a bag?
Maybe.
Don't worry.
I was going to roll with that visual, but it was just too much.
Don't. But looking up cat in general in dreams, it's like a lot of things come up of it. It's like a bad omen. And I was like, no. And then they say you should evaluate how you actually feel towards cats, and that could represent a whole other deal. But in this sense, I don't think the cat represented actually Bean.
Yeah, I think it represented my Mitch wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that if somehow, or whatever, pregnancy.
I don't know why it's been on my mind so much.
I know. It's really annoying. This is a long weekend. It's 4th of July weekend. And pretty much since, actually, it started last week.
It did, yeah. It's been a while.
And you just kept saying, like, I want a little Mitch around.
I do.
I'm like,
I want a little Mitch.
You need to slow your roll.
I want a little Mitch. I'm making little Mitch faces running around.
Oh, my gosh. This is like day 17 of hearing about this.
I know. It's like weird. Like, I wouldn't say I have baby fever because I really don't want the responsibility. But I want the cute aspects of it, you know. But you know, like, obviously, we're not at that point yet.
No. At all. Did you want to look up anything else? I did look up sword, just out of curiosity. It can symbolize bravery. It could also symbolize a woman with a sharp tongue.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like the
I
sword,
was just looking
the sword
up symbols.
Was more, yeah, the sword was more of like it was weird. And like she was kind of like, oh man, there's like a little, like you know that guy who does like the cat that jumps around all the time, like. He, like, makes, like, crazy videos with the cat. It's obviously, like, CGI. I think they've been using, like, commercials, like Doritos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. She was, like, kind of, like, jumping around, like, in ways that, you know.
I also didn't realize, or maybe I missed it when you sent it to me, but the fact that you took your shirt off, you ended up shirtless, and then you were, like, really warm. Like, you were sensitive to being warm in the house with her.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't. Oh, yeah. I must have been hot. You know, it's been hot.
You must have been hot. Yeah. I can't really ever remember when I'm feeling a temperature in my dream.
Yeah. It must have been. I mean, it's been like kind of on and off warm in our bedroom. Like we have the air conditioner, but sometimes it gets hot underneath the covers.
So that might have just been coming in.
And I can't let my feet out because Liam will bite my toes, which is super annoying.
It's a struggle, man, living with these cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you wanted to look up or discuss? Or do you feel good about the tiny bit of interpretation?
I think it makes a lot of sense because, like, the pregnancy really has just been.
Yeah, I mean, when I looked up pregnancy, and I've talked about pregnancy on here again, but it could, you know, symbolize that either you're talking about it or you have anxieties about it, but, you know, we're not pregnant.
No, we're not.
So, I'm not pregnant.
It would be amazing if you were. I meant, like as in, like, it would be a miracle because... I would be like, there's been some, you know, higher power.
Oh, gosh.
Intervening in this.
Or it's the milkman.
Or it's the milkman. I don't even know why the milkman keeps showing up. We don't even drink milk. That's why.
Damn, milkman.
Yeah. He's always here. I don't know why. What's going on? We don't even drink milk.
Yeah.
Delivering almond milk.
The almond milkman.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be able to share a dream when I have them.
I know. It's
usually
super exciting.
I feel like I'm just like a side guest here just to help look up stuff.
Well, you're a really good co-host.
Well.
You really handle the dictionaries well.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. You need somebody to either need to be pre-prepared.
I've done. Yeah.
Or you need, you know, like somebody to look it up because otherwise you're just like trying to read a book when somebody's telling you something you can't
and
do.
And it's
that.
Nice also to have a tiny group discussion because people can think of different aspects of the dream that maybe you didn't think about.
Yeah. 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 I usually try to like not into like I usually try to like let other people talk when I'm like looking up the stuff.
Yeah.
And I
no, that's good.
You know, I don't want to, you know, give too much of my two cents.
And like the overall, since starting this podcast and researching more about dreams and reading more about dreams, it's really, you can't take it so literally. You have to think of the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Like
how
you were actually feeling. And
overarching themes.
Overarching
and stuff.
Themes. Yeah. What's actually going on when you're awake that could represent what's going on in the dream. And symbols, too, and what they represent. So that's why I'm trying to pull out the different symbols. So that's why when I saw a cat and it was like, you represent a family member. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yep.
Not to be so, you know, what's
Mitch
the
wife.
Word? Self.
Absorbed.
Thank you. I was like, this has to be about me.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Usually, you know, things are about you and my brain, so.
Thanks.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Check out Ant's podcast.
Yeah.
What's your fortune?
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.